is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Inside a bra, she want a young man come and rev that engine like car. I think she graduate with my mom, but when she calling, no slapping, no, I tell her I coming now. She's keep up but a thousand inside a bra. She want a young man come and rev that engine like car. I think she graduate with my mom, but when she calling, no slapping, no, I tell her I coming now.
I remember 21, I had a whole lad with 52. How I get mixed up with this woman, I gotta explain it now to you. One night I go on plantation so I could drink me a couple rounds. Soon as I walk inside the building, this woman stare me up and down. She walk over where I was and say, hey, can I buy you a drink? She's a tick like
good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh music, smart talk all day. It is Monday the 13th of January 2025 and you are on the clock with Aaron Green. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. Well, we know what the story of the day is. Today's Nassau Guardian, TUC unions to strike. Today's Tribune headline, strike. So we'll be talking about that today. But did you all hear that song I opened the show with? That's the newest release by Johnny Cake. It's called Old Head. I like it. It's sweet. It's a nice dancing track. But it caused me to want to call Adult Protective Services. And I don't know which one for. I think I can call it for the young man. Young man, you don't know what you getting into when you mess with an old head. Especially when you see her pull a thousand from her bra. That's Bahamian culture, though. And sometimes it's important to look at ourselves right in the face. We got to stare right in the face at who we are, because we can't be who we ain't. I would say good morning. Let us remember the one and only Jackson Burnside. Be who you are, because you can't be who you ain't. Don't make any sense. Say good morning once again to Johnny Cake and his newest release, Old Head. Joining me this morning in the studio is Mr. C.A. Newry. Morning, Mr. Newry.
Good morning this morning. How are you doing? I see you have your hair out. Mm-hmm. So those people who want to see Aaron's hair, you need to tune in to the online 96.9.
Go to the app. In fact, you can stream us live. We're on guardiantalkradio.com right now, or you could download the Guardian Radio app to your smartphone or mobile device. You can listen to the audio stream or watch the live video stream from both of those places.
And your hair is growing.
Yeah.
I remember when it was
it just looked like it wasn't comb.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It used to look rough. Now it's more
refined.
No, refined is too good of a word. I mean, it's different.
Is it a little decenter?
When you cover it, now it's just wild.
That's good. You know where I've been weekend?
To the beach?
In the bush.
That's why your hair like that?
Yeah.
Why were you in the bush?
Because
of what?
The bush.
I taught you.
You don't just get excited because of the bush?
No. No. I try not to be in strange bushes. Seriously.
This one was familiar to me, though. Yeah.
Okay.
You know how only broke people is go to Miami?
Yeah.
Real people is go to Florida? Only broke people is go to Nassau. I was in New Providence.
He's in New Providence.
Yeah. Had a good time in the bush. But I missed a couple of things taking place this weekend. First of all, I'd like to say, how come y'all wait until I go on in the bush to have big birthday party? I'm mad. I just a little upset. Y'all wait till I go deep in the bush. Big birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
But I also miss Culture on the Key, Mr. Nuri.
Oh, yes, they did ask you.
But I had to start right into the bush very early in the day on Thursday to be able to set up my tent before the sun went down for the Friday night holiday. How was Culture on the Key?
It was good, actually. It's getting bigger and better. It's very impressive. I didn't know we had so many authors out there.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have up to 40 different authors out there on Fish Fry.
And with books prepared to sell.
To sell.
And distribute, yeah.
Yes, I it's one of those events, I think, that schools, civic society needs to adopt the program because of the advantages of it.
Mm-hmm.
to see and hear people explain how they become authors, that journey, to have access. The character thing they did was awesome, too. I saw an Obia man, which was spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
What I would have imagined an Obia man and his assistant.
Mm-hmm.
He had an assistant, too. I was very impressed
with. Was the assistant a child?
No, it was a woman.
Just adults?
Adults.
Okay, cool. You didn't see me there, hey?
You was out in the bush, you say?
I asked you if you see me there at Culture on the Key.
No, I didn't see you there.
That's because I had the best costume ever.
Invisible Woman?
No.
What was it?
The Garland.
Oh, yeah, the Garland was there.
That's right. No, you didn't see me. I mean, it must have been multiple Garlands was there.
Yes.
Because I was there. You just didn't see me. That's how good my costume was. I came there straight from the bush. I would like you to be casting aspersions about how my hair looked. I mean, a better euphemism for wild is magical or Obey-esque. I prefer that to wild. Let's go to the phone line. Sorry, caller. I missed the first caller. Producer, let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Is that me?
Good. Yes, that's you.
Oh, golly, there you stuck in the waist along with you and you in a godly new year.
Blessings.
May all the best be for you, to you, and you absorb it all in the authority of Christ Jesus this year. But what I want to say, right?
Yes.
Don't worry about Nuri degrading your hair once it's clean.
Yes.
Or if you keep it clean.
That's right.
That's principle. And you have a woman keep her hair clean. I love running my fingers through it.
When last you run your fingers through any woman hair?
Mr.
When last did you run your fingers through any woman hair?
Mr. Ferguson, don't mind Nuri.
Yeah. I'm just watching you.
You're
watching you.
Okay. Y'all have a beautiful day.
You too, Brayman.
Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much. You see what I'm saying, Mr. Nuri? Good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So it's strike action. Were you affected by the strike?
No.
Listen, if you are trying to do what you have to do today and you can't do it because of the strike action, give us a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. The news was announced yesterday late afternoon. I got a WhatsApp. Thank God for WhatsApp, eh? Thank God for WhatsApp, or we wouldn't be able to see any news. Producer, let's go to the phone line. The order of business announcement of potential strike. Ministry responsible for labor and state agencies respond. And then the PM responds. I get the question.
Respond.
Why? Other trade congresses and individual unions deny the TUC like Peter denied Christ.
First of all, we need to know that there's two different umbrella unions.
There are three.
Three.
But let's pause for a second and go to the phone line, and then we can get back to that. Okay. Good morning, caller.
Hi. Good day.
Good day. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Y'all are referring to a strike action that's happening, not with the teachers, right?
No.
Okay. So, the Bahamas Trade Union Congress announced strike action. They said that at least 14 of the unions within their umbrella are participating in the strike action. Shortly thereafter, there was a statement by the president of the Bahamas Union of Teachers. Now, the Bahamas Union of Teachers, I think that union is a member of the third trade Congress, the newest Congress that was formed after the signing of the MOU in 2021. So I think the union, teachers union, is a part of the Bahamas National Alliance Trade Union Congress,
mm-hmm.
right? And the statement by Ms. Belinda Wilson is technically, it seems like it was an internal memo, right? It seems like it was an internal memo.
So just to explain to the caller who's still there.
Right.
The teachers are a part of a third
union, not union. The trade, not the TUC. And Mrs. Wilson indicated to teachers within the union that they're supposed to report to work.
Okay. Right. And therefore, that's what I'm calling for.
Right.
Okay. There's no strike action in regard to the teachers.
Right.
However,
there's no teachers on strike.
However, the Grand Bahama teachers.
Hello?
Grand Bahama teachers are a part of the TUC.
Yeah.
They strike.
Maybe in Grand Bahama.
They strike in the Grand Bahama.
I'm calling. Sorry to cut you off.
No, ma'am. Continue.
I'm calling from Nassau.
Yes, ma'am.
And I heard her this morning. And she said there's absolutely no, even in, well, I don't know about Grand Bahama, right?
Mm-hmm.
But she's the head of the Bahamas Union of Teachers.
Yes.
And
yes.
So there's no strike in Grand Bahama. Anywhere in the Bahamas.
No, Grand Bahama.
Anywhere.
Grand Bahama, they have industrial action in Grand Bahama.
So what Mr. Newry indicated is that while the BUT, led by Belinda Wilson, is a part of the Third Trade Congress, Bahamas National Alliance Trade Union Congress, BNATUC, that the teachers in Grand Bahama are organized in a union that is represented by the TUC. Now, it is possible...
They were in demonstration.
You could see it.
Yeah,
all right. So there's evidence of Mr. Newry saying that he's seen evidence that the teachers in Grand Bahama are standing in solidarity with their union, TUC, and striking. Let's go to the phone call. So there are two things that are interesting to me about this action we're going through right now.
Mm-hmm.
The first I made clearly, it appears as if the other unions are denying the TUC like Peter denied Christ.
Are they a part of the TUC? The other unions that you're speaking
of? No, they're not, but they're part of the labor movement. The other congresses, this is what I'm saying, the other two congresses, appears.
For decades, the two congresses marched separately. When you go labor, one march this way, and one march. They ain't together. They normally divisive.
What a wonderful opportunity, a snapshot to examine the status and integrity of the labor movement as a whole.
Yes, but
the second point I want to talk about is the Prime Minister's response.
But we need to talk about the Prime Minister's response and why he responded when we have a labor. Anyway, the point is we have three umbrella unions.
Mm-hmm.
They have different views.
Mm-hmm.
This particular umbrella, TUC, decided to strike, and their members mm-hmm. decided to support that.
All right, let's go to the caller. And then the third point I just realized is remember the MOU?
Yes.
Good morning, caller.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. I think I might have been inadvertently cut off just now.
Yeah, absolutely. Continue.
Okay. Listen,
mm-hmm.
there's no pandemonium to set in Nassau regarding school. All right?
Okay, Right. So let me say this. So what you're really trying to share with us is for parents and concerned and auxiliary staff, bus drivers, things like that, you need them to understand that the school day is running as normal in terms of
totally.
School and
there's
New Providence.
No teacher strike.
Okay.
All right? No.
Now, hold on. See, when you say that, right, because I will make a distinction here. I am prepared to make an announcement that informs the general public that school is running like normal. However, yes, ma'am.
You don't have to make that announcement. Ms. Belinda Wilson came on this morning and said there's no strike going on. All right?
Okay, Hold on, pause.
Hello?
Pause. See, this is what we need to make clear. I understand that you're speaking specifically to education and matters related to school, right? Good.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
And there's no in regard to the administration.
Right.
Okay?
We have a notice from the Ministry of Education as well, indicating that contingency plans are in place in case there is a disruption. Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
No problem with that.
Good
but
stuff.
As of now, you know,
yeah.
right here, this second,
mm-hmm.
there's no strike and don't cause no pandemonium among anybody who dropping their children to school or getting them back to school, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you. And
Hello?
Yes, ma'am?
Okay.
Okay.
And listen here, Mr. Newry.
Go ahead.
Listen,
don't
okay?
Don't be around Mr. Newry on my show like that.
Like I said. and everyone else was listening.
Mm-hmm.
There are two union of teachers. There's one for New Providence, and there's a separate one in Grand Bahama. The separate one in Grand Bahama, their umbrella union is the TUC. I make sure I made the distinction that there are two different umbrella unions, and the one in Grand Bahama is doing an industrial action, whatever right. it is.
And that is specifically for government schools.
Yes.
Right, because
private
now...
Private schools are not a part of the union.
Pardon? No, private schools are not, but there is UTEP.
Yes.
Union, tertiary educator.
Yes,
hold on. See, this is important. Carl, I'm coming to you right now. It's important because I don't know if I can appreciate the ways in which the other unions and congresses have expressed that they are not participating in this strike action. But let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, you and your guests. Happy New Year.
Morning.
Yes, okay, quick question, right? This will have nothing to do with the strike situation, right? But whose idea was it to put the courts on Bernard Road?
I'll be honest.
The reason why I'm asking mm-hmm. this is, right, because obviously there is a nice building and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad they decided to utilize the building.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very problematic because obviously they don't live in the Fox Hill or Bernard Road area.
Pause, because if anybody who lives in that area has to traverse through that area would have already understood that that is a major traffic issue. There's a major traffic issue right there. Rooted in bad attitudes from L.W. Young to Kingsway, right, to the Wash House,
yep.
to Budget,
yep.
to the corner where people don't like to stop,
yep.
to the other little small businesses who I'm not really trying to destroy no business, but their patrons have no regard for the rules of the road. The whole area right there is a, and if I could use very strong language, a mess. And that they would have put an entire court complex there without any consideration for the impact on an already existing crisis is just ridiculous. Go on, sir.
Okay, you live in the Fox Hill area almost your whole entire life. Traffic starts in Bernard Road area from 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
It ends probably a little after 10.
Mm-hmm.
Then it starts again at about 1:25 and it ends close to 4.
Mm-hmm.
Then it starts again at 4:30 and ends like round 7, which means that the judge can be late for court, the lawyer can be late for court, the person who opened up the court door can be late for court, the defendant can be late for court, the prosecutor can be late for court.
Mm-hmm.
When court supposed to start?
I don't know. And see, for one second, for half a second, I would have assumed that inserting this high-level security complex of institutions, right, of a court complex, mm-hmm. would result in better traffic management, would result in more attention to the traffic and movement of people, goods, and services through that area. But I fear already that it will only lead to an exacerbation of an existing crisis.
Yeah, like, it's going to be a very disastrous situation. But like I say, probably the person who decided to do it does not live in the area, so they wouldn't be familiar with the traffic mm-hmm. in the area.
It also makes me think, what are unions talking about when they have union meetings? What are the employees? What are they bringing to the table? What is on the table? And are they having conversations that would let them see that this is a major union issue and that union members and the union should be a part of this discussion?
Yeah, it's crazy. But have a good day now.
Thank you. Thank you very much, caller. Thank you very much. Okay, Mr. Newry, we got three trade congresses.
Yes.
The first two historic.
Yes.
Bahamas Trade Union Congress, TUC.
Mm-hmm.
National Congress of Trade Unions of the Bahamas, NCTUB.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bahamas National Alliance Trade Union Congress, the third newest Congress, formed shortly after the signing of the Memorandum of Understanding between the PLP in opposition and the Bahamas Trade Union Congress and the National Congress of Trade Unions of the Bahamas.
So for the listening audience again.
Yeah.
Someone signed a Memorandum of Understanding with the opposition, the PLP, the then opposition at that time.
Yeah.
And of course, other trade congresses made a complaint. So you don't sign with opposition or the government in general. That's not what unions are for. But in general, which entities signed under the TUC signed with the then opposition this memo of understanding, memorandum of understanding?
And Mr. Nuri, I went through my notes last night because I have a list somewhere. I have a list somewhere.
So are my senators.
Hopefully, please, like if you were part of the union, you know what's one of the most difficult things to find in the Bahamas?
Yes.
Information about unions.
Yes.
It's almost as if they don't have websites. Mm-hmm. It's almost as if they have not gone through a process of ensuring that they could preserve the documentation, the history, not just of the union itself, but of the labor movement under its care. In fact, we're going to get to that in a moment, too. Look where I did find information about the labor movement. Good morning, caller.
Yes, how are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for your patience.
Yes, I think personally, this is my personal opinion.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for Mr. Ferguson, Ms. Melinda Wilson, and Mr. Kingsley Ferguson to go home. You know
No. Belinda Wilson's the only unionist we have in this country. Stop it.
No.
Take that back. You can start over. No, stop. You can start over, but take her name out and then start over.
I'm not taking her name out. Let me explain to you why I'm not taking her name out.
Okay.
You heard a statement this morning?
Yes, she is excellent, and we applaud her. The whole Commonwealth of the Bahamas applaud her.
Well, hold on a second, Mr. Neary. She said she's putting the government on notice, right? But yet she's saying that they're not part of the strike. I understand that. What's the difference of putting the government on notice that means that you want to take strike action in a short period of time because you're putting the government on notice?
So you don't want to put the government on notice then? Don't want them?
Hold on. If you sign agreements with the government, a memorandum of understanding with the government, doesn't these memorandum of understanding happen?
Okay, stick a pin. Hold on.
Go ahead.
Okay. The Bahamas Trade Union Congress and the National Congress of Trade Unions of the Bahamas signed an MOU with the PLP in opposition. Uh-huh. Shortly thereafter, representatives of unions within those two congresses said publicly that they disagreed with the whole thing. Subsequently thereafter, we saw the formation of a third trade congress, which we can presume is comprised of unions and individuals who oppose the signing of the MOU.
Okay, that's fine. All fine and good. But who's having the strike in Freeport today?
The Grand TUC.
Bahamas. But you said, tell me which union is that?
That's the one with Obie Ferguson.
Right, so he's saying that the teachers' union that is registered under the TUC in Grand Bahama is participating in the TUC strike today.
So, hold on. Let's make it clear for the Bahamian people. She came and made a statement, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now you're saying that the teachers' union is still...
I said that there are two teachers' unions operating in this... No.
Go ahead.
There are three trade congresses. There are three umbrella unions, right?
Yes, ma'am.
There are two teachers' unions for government schools. One sits with the BNATUC, that's the BUT, that's the one that Belinda is the president of.
Uh-huh.
The second teachers union is a part of the TUC.
The one that Obie Ferguson
does. Right, and that teachers union is participating in that Congress's strike. The other teachers union that's a part of the third Congress is not participating. UTEB, the Union of Tertiary Educators in the Bahamas, they are also not participating in the strike.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But like I was saying to you guys, all this hullabaloo about the union, right?
Mm-hmm.
Most of the times when the workers have a real major issue, the issue don't get resolved, okay? Let's be real, okay? And the union always claim bankruptcy. All right, when there's time to shallow their funding that they should shallow. Okay, just the other day, a particular union, the money had been missing. All right, okay, but now yet, these are the same persons who were speaking up for the people. Has the money ever been found?
We're still waiting for the money at the Ministry of cars.
Transport.
Money's going missing our government all the time. I remember who the minister was. We find that money yet?
So, call
trying that money from the.
You're trying to confuse us with your politicking.
You're trying to confuse us. That's not nice.
Call her.
And I'm still vexed how you characterize Miss Belinda Wilson. You don't apologize yet.
I didn't characterize Melinda Wilson, none other than what she really is.
Not
apologize. See, you were going well there because you didn't characterize at all. All you said was she needed to leave. And
yes, I said not only her, I said need to leave.
Yes.
I said three of us need to leave.
Caller.
You're union busted. You just don't like unions.
Thank you, caller.
No, it's nothing to do with unions. They're disrupting the country.
Thank you. Hold on.
Anti-employees.
Thank you, caller.
No, you're anti-employees.
Pause. Mr. Yuri, it's caller. Caller.
He hates workers. That's what he does.
Don't mind.
He hates workers, man.
See, first of all.
You heard it. He anti-union.
Why you didn't let me into
all the unions in the Bahamas.
It appeared as if he was anti-union as well, which led me to want to figure out where is this sentiment rooted from. Because I too have said, Mr. Newry.
You know, to fire every union president?
Listen, I know we... I too
Everyone, have, not one good?
I too have asked for a moratorium on Ferguson's in the union. I think we hit our limit. From Wesley Ferguson from the Bahamas Taxi Cab Union said that they good for in the next 100 years.
Wilson ain't no Ferguson. She's a Wilson.
But this is what I'm saying.
You say Ferguson's got to go. I go with that. Right. Let the Fergusons go. But leave Wilson alone. And that one who ran for the bank. I like her, Teresa Lady. For the bank. She's a good unionist. I don't remember.
The banks have a union?
Yeah.
I refuse to believe it. Not the banks.
Yeah.
The banks have a union?
She used to work at CIBC. Teresa Lady. I forget her last name.
Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You still there? Good morning, caller.
Morning, Newey. Morning. Erin Gray.
Morning, sir.
Got you here all today.
Yeah.
I was feeling loose.
You know why I was feeling loose, Pumpkin Eater?
Because
my prime minister... It felt like he was feeling loose, too, and I say, let me join in. Statement from the Prime Minister on threatened industrial action. Did you read the statement from the OPM, sir?
No, I wake up late today. I was watching some Donald Trump for Monday.
Okay, so let Aaron read that so you can comment on it, okay?
Yeah, man. I think this is very interesting. Statement from the Prime Minister on threatened industrial action. I cannot let this evening go by without addressing a threatened unlawful industrial action announced by the leader of the Bahamas Trade Union Congress, Obie Ferguson.
If it's unlawful, that means there have to be penalties, right? Just asking.
Does the Prime Minister determine if it's unlawful? Or does a court determine that it's unlawful?
That's something we got to debate about. But he concluded it's unlawful. That means some kind of penalty has got to come. Let's go.
He is an attorney and should well know about good faith and lawful conduct. I mean, you should know how good of an attorney he is. You gave him a KC, eh?
He is a KC.
The publicly proposed action is therefore surprising. It seems to me that in the face of this threat to break the law, the government must act.
So therefore, there must be penalties coming. The government must act.
It seems to me, in the face of this threat to break the law, the government must act. I've seen plenty of threats to break the law.
But the government must act. That's a declaration.
Full stop. Let's go to the phone line.
Good morning. I want you to finish reading.
Let's go to the phone line for 3 seconds. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, I didn't call the call.
Pumpkin, need a man. Let me finish reading.
Yeah, but that's a topic or what? Are you talking union today? I'm entertaining a different topic.
Only unions we want to talk about.
We talking.
Oh, let's say that then. You don't have to be rude about it.
No, I'm being rude.
Behave yourself today, man. That's rude.
Okay.
Have a good day, Aaron.
Yeah, pleasure.
Pumpkin Eater, let me read the statement. I would like to hear your response to the letter, Pumpkin Eater.
Go ahead, Aaron.
Yeah, I'm going to continue reading from the statement from the Prime Minister on threatened industrial action. You can find it on the OPM, Office of the Prime Minister, website. Right? We continue reading. I appeal to members of the trade unions and their leadership to look at the facts. There is no issue that cannot be discussed and has not been discussed. That right there perhaps is the most important sentence in this whole statement.
Read it again.
There is no issue that cannot be discussed and has not been discussed.
So all of the issue has been discussed.
Shush, I know that. We don't even have to discuss it. Well, I know we could talk about anything.
But it has been discussed.
I know we can talk about anything. I know y'all haven't talked about everything.
Everything has been discussed.
It has not. Second of all, I don't care about discussions.
What do you mean you don't care about discussions? This is how we get results.
I don't get paid to sit at meetings that produce nothing but discussions. Nobody cares about a discussion, Prime Minister. What I wanted you to say is there is no issue that cannot be resolved. Nobody cares. He did not mean that. If he meant that, he would have said that. Remember, who else is a KC?
Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead. Finish reading.
You know that I have had an open door and the door remains open. I would like to heartily disagree on behalf of the hundreds of Bahamians that have been attempting to seek an audience with the Prime Minister.
Unions tend to seek an audience with the Prime Minister.
It is curious to me that after days of trying to reach Mr. Ferguson by phone and his apparent refusal to answer his phone, he now publishes a voice note saying with the untruth that my government has not sought to resolve problems.
Question. Why is the Prime Minister trying to reach the union head? Did he know that there's going to be an issue pending? I just see that statement.
Yeah.
It suggests that the Prime Minister is aware of something and he's been trying to call the union head.
Right,
repeatedly.
Because why wouldn't you say that the Department of Labor, the minister responsible for labor.
You mean him?
Why that they have been trying
office.
To contact.
His office.
No, their office.
Yes,
has
his
been,
office.
And they had no result. Says the next thing.
Next sentence. Though.
Were you really trying to call him? See, because if I have your number and I know that's your number, I can answer it.
Yeah.
But if you send somebody to call me
mm-hmm.
on your behalf, I don't want to talk to them.
No.
Because they don't write speeches.
Yes.
Or maybe they do. That's not the point.
Now,
the
read
point
it.
Is,
I want you to read it again because there was something else I want you to pinpoint. Read it again.
It is curious to me that after days of trying to reach Mr. Ferguson by phone and his apparent refusal to answer his phone, he now publishes a voice note saying, with the untruth that my government has not sought to resolve problems.
So did he call the union man a liar?
See, when you say, saying with the untruth.
That's a liar. You said the union man lying.
I mean, I don't see the word liar here.
I don't know what untruth means.
Well.
What untruth means? You tell me what untruth means and I'll go with it.
Untruth gives space for an unintentional act of misrepresenting the truth.
So he ain't lying? You like use some big QC words, because I heard lying. The lying. So read it again so I can put the word lying. Read that part.
It is curious to me that after days of trying to reach Mr. Ferguson by phone and his apparent refusal to answer his phone.
Mm-hmm.
See, for me,
it's an accusation.
My phone services are horrible.
Yeah.
And I cannot at any point in time go before a judge and say that the person didn't call me because I'm looking at my phone and there's no record of the call. No, what I'm saying is this is important. This is very important because the telecommunication services are so horrible that it possibly could render the Prime Minister, hold on, in a terrible state where he's casting aspersions on someone because he's unaware of the complete and utter dysfunction of the telecommunication systems that operate in his country.
Continue reading.
It's possible. I'm just saying it's possible.
It's possible.
Before we call the Prime Minister.
He intentionally didn't answer his phone, knowing that there's a Prime Minister calling him. Go ahead.
Quote, In fact. My diary shows that he had agreed to a meeting tomorrow at 2 p.m.
Okay. So they had an appointment.
So is it not, I've had appointment with government officials and have showed up to be told that.
It's an appointment.
Ain't no appointment.
Go ahead, Aaron.
So is it not in bad faith to agree to meet, then tell his members to go on strike? You know what else is in bad faith?
See,
I am not standing on ceremony, though. I am a prime minister.
He's a prime minister.
That wants to resolve problems. See, that's the second most important sentence in this whole statement. Because he could have said, I am a prime minister that resolves problems. All he expressed to us that he wants to. Every morning,
semantics,
you know, in the morning I wake up.
Semantics, man.
I see all the problems in my cup.
Semantics.
I'd like to resolve them for you.
Go ahead, Aaron.
It's like a beautiful song, Mr. Newry. Let me repeat that. I am a prime minister that wants to resolve problems. But my concern is for the nation, is for the well-being of the nation. The question one must ask is, why would the head of the TUC want to inflict harm on the nation when the problems can be solved by discussions and not an unlawful strike? Stick a pin.
This point.
Hold on, because he said that they've had all the conversations.
Yeah, they had discussions before,
and it still ain't resolved.
It still is not resolved. So, in the first paragraph, they said they discussed it already.
Mm-hmm.
The second paragraph,
let me quote it. There is no issue that cannot be discussed and has not been discussed.
They already discussed
so
it.
If you all done discuss it to death and then nothing been resolved, what do I do? Do I write Santa Claus?
See, someone playing with me.
We continue to read from the statement from the Office of the Prime Minister on Threatened Industrial Action posted yesterday, January 12, 2025. I have consulted and remain in talks with my minister responsible for labor in the public service, Honorable Pia Glover-Roll. She has done a yeoman's job on the labor front.
Yes.
And stands ready, as do I, to continue to engage. To be clear, today, my commitment stands. You know, with the right amount of starch, my pants could stand on their own too. Union leaders, workers, my government, and all right-thinking Bahamians want what is best for our Bahamas. We must and will make every reasonable, fair, and rational effort.
Question.
Hold on. See, their effort.
See, just my
not
question.
Decision, just my not question. Action, yeah. But effort to provide proper health care for our Bahamas. We must and will make every reasonable, fair, oh, I can repeat that, and rational effort to provide proper health care for our Bahamas.
Any of the nurses striking? Or the hospital striking? I'm not sure how that fit inside, but maybe.
Save our economy with the movement of visitors, residents, and products entering and exiting our islands with the controls of customs and immigration. We value all other civil servants seeking some level of negotiated resolve. Listen to this. We value all other civil servants seeking some level of negotiated fired a speechwriter?
But no, leave the speechwriter alone. I like him.
I don't know who it is. I figured it was a group of people.
This is my question.
Because I have another question after that.
Can labor reserve their work, their effort? Do they have a right to withhold their effort, labor? Because what the Prime Minister is suggesting is they should never be allowed to strike or withhold their labor at all. And I'm concerned about that. If I have labor and I'm negotiating, part of my negotiating is I will not work. And the suggestion that that is illegal, that I cannot strike at all, I cannot do any type of industrial action, is union busting. I am concerned about the verbiage. As we know, unions use all of their various mechanisms. Work to rule, go slow, general strike, especially if they get an authorization to do such. But to suggest that any type of industrial action it will sabotage the country means that I cannot withhold my labor ever again. I cannot complain. I cannot negotiate because that is no longer an option for me. I am concerned about the verbiage. When you say I'm a unionist, I'm a part of the union, and you say I cannot no longer do any type of industrial action because it impacts the nation.
Mm-hmm.
How do I negotiate? What do I negotiate with? And the only thing I can negotiate is my labor. See, the verbiage is anti-labor. And that is problematic. The Prime Minister shouldn't get away with this anti-labor sentiment.
It's not just anti-labor, it's pro-plantation.
Yeah, well.
What do you mean, yeah, well?
It's a plantation.
I mean, why? But
I have other concerns, but I can bring it up on my side. Let's see what time it is. I can bring it up on my side of the show. With this labor action pending, what the Prime Minister seemed to know over the weekend, before
Friday.
See,
hold on. How could you walk past that? You look like the Prime Minister just walking, and smiling. You could walk past that? How you could say that it's anti-labor, but when I say it is pro-plantation, you kind of sigh and then say we finish with the conversation.
Yeah, we plantation. It's a plantation. I acknowledge we are a plantation, but labor comes to make sure the plantation works.
No.
And say, hey.
No, that's not. No.
Go ahead.
Any labor on a plantation.
You unionize your labor on the plantation?
No, you can't.
You can't unionize your labor on the
plantation? I mean, you could do whatever you want. Who cares? See, and I think that's what we're dealing with right now. So I wanted to bring in, I got the MOU. Let me see. When I read and I look in at the MOU, I have it in my hand. Memorandum of Understanding between the Joint Labor Movement consisting of Commonwealth of the Bahamas Trade Union Congress and National Congress of Trade Unions Bahamas and the Progressive Liberal Party.
The opposition.
At the time.
And not the government.
Because this was signed in 2021.
Not the government, but the
not
opposite.
The government of the Bahamas, and certainly not a Davis administration.
No.
The Progressive Liberal Party. Starts off, page one, whereas the Commonwealth of the Bahamas Trade Union Congress, the National Congress of Trade Unions Bahamas, and the Progressive Liberal Party herein collectively bodies are desirous of expressing a set of common goals in pursuance of equity and the upliftment of the working men and women of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. The parties have determined that it is in the best interests to express those common goals in a document of record. I still can't find this in the public domain. This MOU.
It's not public.
Thank God for the union leader who put it in our hand.
Didn't we have
was it Ferguson?
Ferguson came.
Yes.
We were supposed to invite him back to explain that same MOU.
Yeah, they're a little busy right now. But the point is, I just wanted to read that. This is supposed to be a document of public record. It was signed in 2021. I couldn't put my hands on it until the end of 2024. The parties agree that these goals and objectives are binding in honor, and we will use our best efforts to ensure that the goals and objectives herein after expressed become the public policy of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas and, where necessary, part of the laws and regulations of said Commonwealth.
My concern is, it seems as if the TUC, and I'm using them, is concerned that the government didn't live up to the memorandum of understanding.
Mm-hmm.
I need to see the memorandum of understanding to appreciate what is it that they're complaining about. You're saying that you have difficulty seeing it. Now, mind you, if I signed a memo of understanding beforehand, you had time to peruse it, we agreed upon it, that when you come into power, you just make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
It is problematic. It is problematic when you already had an understanding that these are the issues I want to talk about.
I'm looking for
But I want to give you an actual question.
Uh-huh.
What's a strike vote? And does the TUC have a strike vote? And the reason why I ask that is, the Prime Minister indicated that the union is doing something illegal. And if they're doing something illegal, there must be consequences. They can't make an announcement, a declaration that the union is doing something illegal, and they don't follow up on it. I expect there to be some kind of penalties for the union if they're doing something illegal. And if they're not, someone that need to come back and take back their statement. You can't just issue. And see, it makes aspersions against the union head, saying that you're doing something illegal to sabotage the country, that you're evil and that you're sinister. Therefore, you as my leader, you have no other choice but to act on my behalf. And if you have to carry the union head to court, like how they did when you see him, Obi Ferguson with that hotel, when they sue, they got a private suit against the hotel. I think he had to get fined or some sort. Anyway, you have to call us on your line.
No, I mean, very interesting points, Mr. Nuri. I'm looking through the MOU. I want to read verbatim the provision in the MOU where the unions agree to attempt to quell any industrial unrest for the term, right? For the upcoming term. That's why I was sort of, it sounded like I was distant.
No,
thank you for the point that you made. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning. How you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Listen, I'm calling in reference to at least a model pertaining to me.
Is it union labor related?
It's labor related, okay? I'm getting ready to retire from the public service, right?
Okay.
I have been sent home on administrative leave from November of 21, 2 months after the new administration came in.
Mm-hmm.
And I've reached out to the union. I've reached out to the permanent secretary. I've reached out to the Minister of Labor. I'm the Minister of Public Service. She is one person with two portfolios. I don't see why it's like that, because that's a heavy load to be the Minister of Public Service and the Minister of Labor. That's a lot for one person to be handling.
You're doing a good job.
The whole country, okay? Now, no one
who told you she's doing a good job?
Even attempted to bring me or reinstate me back to work. It's going on 3.5 years I've been home.
Did you meet with the prime ministers yet?
Why should she have to meet with the prime minister?
The prime minister like meet with people. Every unionist meet with the prime minister.
Yes, ma'am. Ma'am, have you... Okay.
I've spoken to Belinda Wilson now. I must give it to her. She reached out to the Minister of Labor and Public Service, Pierre Glover Roll. And you know what she's going to tell the minister, I mean, the union leader? That nobody wants me?
No, that's hearsay.
How could he fix them out to say nobody
wants
me?
No, that's
all right,
hearsay.
So ma'am, let me advise you, when you have an opportunity, the soonest opportunity, go to the Eugene DePuch Law School Legal Aid Clinic.
Yes, ma'am.
And get advice, legal advice on the best way forward on this matter.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
When you speak to the lawyer, say to the lawyer, I need you to give me like what you would normally advise, and then I need you to advise me, considering that there are no union mechanisms involved. Tell the lawyer that when they're advising you, don't send me to a union. Don't tell me go to my union rep. We pass that. Right? Tell them at this point, you are afraid that the union representatives who should be representing you are in collusion with state actors that render them unable to represent you the way that you should be represented as a member of the union.
Yes, ma'am.
Hold on, there's a number.
Yes. The person you need to reach out to is Kevin Farrington. He works for the legal clinic. And when you reach there, ask for him personally. And I'm sure he'll give you some advice on what's the next step.
Kevin Farrington.
Kevin Farrington.
You have a number for the legal aid number?
Call me offline so I can forward this number to you. I'm not sure if he wanted me to make this particular number public.
Okay. Oh, call you offline on...
You call... Give the number to the producer.
Okay.
Yeah, just hold the line.
And this number I have for the legal aid clinic. Because they come on the show all the time.
Kevin Farrington.
Kevin.
Kevin. K-E-V-I-N.
Yes, Farrington. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mr. Nuri, I ain't even finished reading from the statement from the Prime Minister.
Go through that.
Yet. We continue. Statement from the PM on threatened industrial action. The question one must ask is, why would the head of the TUC want to inflict harm on the nation when the problems can be solved by discussions and not an unlawful strike? I have consulted and remain in talks with my minister responsible for labor and the public service, Honorable Pia Glover Roll. She has done a yeoman's job on the labor front and stands ready, as do I, to continue to engage. To be clear, today, my commitment stands. Union leaders, workers, my government, and all right-thinking Bahamians want what is best for our Bahamas. We must and will make every reasonable, fair, and rational effort to provide proper health care and save our economy with the movement of visitors, residents, and products entering and exiting our islands with the controls of customs and immigration. We value all other civil servants seeking some level of negotiated resolve. I just want to say, Prime Minister, that statement is woefully lacking. And it is entirely inappropriate.
Why would you think it's inappropriate? Mind you, I'm not disagreeing
because
with you.
It's rude, it's disrespectful, it's full of shade, it's unbecoming of a prime minister, and it's unbecoming of a prime minister's speech writer. It is 2025.
You don't think the prime minister write that himself?
You know what's the next question I have on my list, Mr. Nuri?
Go ahead.
When did the Bahamas Press become a part of... I mean, is the Bahamas Press a part of the OPM's official communications team?
Bahamas Press?
When you said that Pia Glover Roll is so accomplished and achieved, you know the only place I could find any reckoning, any documentation of any achievements coming from the Ministry of Labor is from a Bahamas Press article?
What is the Bahamas Press? You're confusing me. You mean the media in general?
Honorable,
that's what is confusing. What do you mean Bahamas
have
Press?
Have you ever heard anybody in the Commonwealth of the world refer to the media in the Bahamas as the Bahamas Press?
No, never.
The punishment so far includes the signing of 53 new industrial agreements, promoted 3,500 Bahamians, and regularized some 700 public servant employees, posted 12th of January 2025. How long were these promotions in waiting?
You talk about the news blog, Bahamas Press?
trade agreements. I mean, I'm talking about the only place where I just want to know what's happening. How come I can't find information about government ministries on government ministry websites? How come all the information being shared is from tabloids, entities that don't post the names of the authors attached to that which they write? How come? Why come? Was everybody in the press team at the party? Mr. Nuri, they wait till I gone in the bush to have the party. Trade agreements signed, 53 new industrial agreements, clearing the backlog, made significant progress on clearing the backlog of promotions, confirmations, reclassifications, and other longstanding matters. Thousands of matters cleared from the backlog. How many matters are left in the backlog? Promotions, digitalization, improved public service audit, PSPEP, pensions, annual increments, accommodations, decent work country program, national apprenticeship program, notice of vacancy policy enforcement unit, job fairs, wide-scale legislative reform. But you know what they didn't put on the list?
What?
It appears dismantling the labor movement in the Bahamas wholly and entirely and rendering it ineffective, dysfunctional, and useless for its members.
Wait, how are you going to say that? That's an aspersion then. I disagree. Pia Glover-Rowland is doing a good job. I like her. And you see the list of things on the tabloid?
Man, listen.
The tabloid give details.
If you read... I don't like the leadership under your union. And I don't know if I can get to say the things I want to say once we switch to your union program, right?
Uh-huh.
But for me, Mr. Nuri,
yes.
What is most concerning is the manner in which the other unions have announced their complete and utter lack of support for this strike action.
The Prime Minister sent out a word. He's written a letter. He said he's sent out a word to various unions to disassociate themselves, and that's what they did. We can read that part again. I can let us analyze this letter one more time.
Yeah.
Right, because I want to know where the Prime Minister was when all this is happening. That's what I want to talk about. Go ahead, Aaron. It's 11:01.
We are out of time. People, we are all out of time. I didn't even get to see, because that thing from BP, that was a whole story. Here's another one from BP. Should taxpayers fund Ferguson's TUC? Is this the manner in which the state engages opposition and protest from the labor union?
It's a warfare.
Last one. This is another just little headline I saw over the weekend that just stunned me. Mm-hmm. From Bahamas Uncensored.
Yes.
PLP should revoke the law governing the DPP.
What?
Yeah. You've been on the clock with Aaron Green, soon to Reckley, with the song Shepherd Morn. When you wake up, I could be gone. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri is up next.
Right, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Well, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't back down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, Sinop.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then if you get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.